energy exists in many different forms. Light energy, heat energy, mechanical energy, gravitational energy, electrical energy, the list is endless. But does every type of energy relate to each other? Find out now on this Energy Shrek Talk.
Shrek, ideas worth swamping.
Hello and welcome to our Shrek Talk. Today we'll be talking about all the different types of energy. I'm Vinny.
And I'm Theo. We'll look at the differences between these types of energy, and we'll also explain how each of them are created.
But Theo, you've just destroyed the first rule of thermodynamics!
What's that?
We'll get to that later.
First, let's begin this podcast by explaining all the different types of energy and what they do.
1. Kinetic energy.
Kinetic energy is the force that allows objects to move through space. It is determined by the object's mass and its velocity.
So in a sport like archery, the bow is drawn and the energy is stored inside of it. But when the bow is released, the energy is transferred to the arrow. So, Vincent, when the bow transfers the energy, it isn't creating or destroying the energy. It's just moving from our arm to the bowstring and then to the arrow that flies straight through the air.
That's correct. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, merely just transferred through objects and creatures. And it can also change form.
Wait, so if energy cannot be created, then how does it even here? How does it exist? And it can't be destroyed, so where does all the excess energy go?
Theo, it means that energy cannot be created nor destroyed. But something like a solar panel or a generator can convert other natural resources, such as coal, light, or wind, into energy. The energy was already inside of these objects. It just needed to be extracted, manipulated into another form of energy.
2. Potential energy.
Wait a minute, Vincent. I just used Google. And it says that in archery, potential energy is you drawing the bow, and that kinetic energy is you actually releasing it.
Yes, Theo, this is true. In physics, potential energy is the energy held by an object because of its position relative to other objects. Stresses within itself, electrical charge, or other types of factors.
So when a massive wrecking ball is swinging in the air, the energy stored inside of it is released when it hits something. It transfers all the energy into the object, just like a bow and an arrow.
Yes. Here's another example. Like, a green man has more gravitational potential energy than a yellow man because the green man weighs more. Weight matters with gravitational potential energy. Think about it.
Thanks for listening to part one of this Shrek Talk. See you next time!